not go back against the wall. Now we won't fall. Yes, yes, y'all. Money coming in for me, watch that fall. Black goat, we ain't playing no more. Look, we want it all. Boom. We from the bottom to the top, here we go. Boom. And if you're riding and you're real, come roll. Boom. They in the park ballers, but we all pro. Boom. Everybody strap, but we let it go. Come on. You know what I'm reppin', sit down and learn your lesson. We the BL, okay, okay, easy. Now keep it raining, you're paying attention. Listen, we the BL, okay, okay, easy. Nobody's seeing me, they told me it's my pain. Show some love or be living under the logo. Right. Stop the hate, I ain't playing, homie, it's time to grow. Fuckin' with my money, yo, you don't wanna hear it, bro. I understand that, work hard and it pays more. Cause I've been spittin' and writing since 94. That's right, since 94, I wanted more, I need more. I need fuckin' with my art, you be duckin', dodgin' my dog. Now clap with me, they hatin', so clap with me. I'm boogie down to the heart, peace up to the city. Just up to the riders, cocaine suppliers. Rubber bands, duffel bag, black card grinders. No class flyers, catch me in a C-class, pass like flyers. Mean the way it came, same color as my sire. So grown up, keep the factory on tires, man. When I'm reppin', sit down and learn your lesson. We the BL, okay, okay, you say. I told you we raining, homie, now pay attention. We the BL, okay, okay, you say. You smell that? Didn't know anyway. Something about the cream got me going out of my mind. How can I ever grow, yo, if I don't even try? I don't even lie, you can't read between the lines. I'm a beat, no slice, I'm craving the whole pie. Let them have it, the click clackin', how we be wide. I'm blowing up, someone stepped on a landmine. Getting better every time. I'm loving the rap, you hear it when I rhyme. No need to get bent out of shape, you'll be fine. Before you get bent out of shape, I mean literally, okay. You remind me of cake, evidently you're sweet. That nigga's pushing up weight, but your jaw's still weak. See the heat is backed up, love to make it sweet. You know when I'm rapping, sit down and learn your lesson. We the BL, okay, okay, you say. I told you we raining, homie, now pay attention. We the BL, okay, okay, you say. Back against the wall, now we won't fall. Yes, yes, y'all. Whoa. Money coming in, homie, watch that fall. Black goat, we ain't playing no more. Look, we want it all. Boom. We from the bottom to the top, here we go. Boom. And if you're riding and you're real, come roll. Boom. They in the park ballers, but we all pro. Everybody strapped, but we let it go.
Goody, good, y'all. This is your girl, Miss Goody. You're tuned to the BOE from the pages to the air. So we going to get it on the poppin' as we always do. Appreciate you rocking with your girl. Let's get the show started. So it seems the Browns released one of their stars. One of their starters, I should say. So the Browns released started after dramatic trade deadline. So the Cleveland Browns did not make any deals after trade deadline, but did make a roster move, waiving fullback Johnny Johnny Stanton. The Browns were thinking ahead with the move with Andy Jarovich, the original starter, eligible to come off injured reserve. The Browns designated him for action on Wednesday. Wow, so Jonovich appeared in the first five games of the season with two starts and recorded one rushing touchdown. He was placed on injured reserve with a hamstring injury on the 12th, October 12th. Stan will likely revert back to the practice squad unless he's claimed on waivers by another team. He wasn't a huge contributor by any means for the Browns, but did step up when called upon. Stanton caught a touchdown pass in week 7 against the Broncos. Stanton is an interesting prospect, as versatile as they come. He was a quarterback in college, and at his pro day, he showed off his skills as an athlete, working out as a tight end, linebacker, and even long snapper. After spending some time with the Vikings and Eagles, Stanton seemed to find a home as a fullback in the Browns' offense behind Jenerich. Last year, during the preseason, Stanton played a bit of tight end for the Browns, guys banged up. The Browns could have another roster move in the works as they try to find a solution to the Odell Beckham Jr. situation that made the trade deadline dramatic. The Browns gave Beckham an excused absence from practice on Wednesday, and head coach Kevin Stefanski said general manager Andrew Berry is discussing the next steps with the disgruntled receiver. So what do those next steps include? As of right now, the team is not looking to waive him and essentially let him win after Tuesday's orchestrated social media push to get out of town. For Jackson, for Jason La Canfora of CBS Sports, Browns / OBJ may be able to reach some sort of financial resolution to end his time in Cleveland, but as of now, team not willing to waive him and willing to burn a 53-man roster just for him to stay. Anyway, and excuse him indefinitely, La Canfora reported, that's a new one for me. This isn't over. Beckham is owed just over $8 million for the remainder of the season. We could part ways with him after the season is over with no dead cap. While Beckham's future is in question, the Browns got back second-year wide receiver Donovan Peoples-Jones on Wednesday. It's a good sign that he'll be ready to go on Sunday against the Bengals after dealing with a groin injury. Peoples-Jones has 13 catches for 228 yards and 2 touchdowns this season. After scoring just 10 points a week ago, the Browns offense will hope to get on track against the Bengals, who gave up 405 yards and 3 touchdowns through the air to Jets backup quarterback Mike White last week. Wow. So Odell doesn't want to play with Cleveland anymore. So he's trying to get out of his contract, but he doesn't want to get out of it without them giving him his money. And they owe him $8 million for the season. So once, because when, I don't know, they became, I think last year and the year before that, they started becoming contenders in this game we call football. Not saying they were going to make it to the Super Bowl, but they started becoming contenders. There's a lot of teams in the NFL that you can say, you know, ain't going to make it to the playoffs. There's some teams you know is not going to make it to the playoffs. Or if they do make it to the playoffs, they're going to get bumped the first round. We know there's those teams. And it might be your favorite team. But I don't want to say that. You don't want to say that because it'll be your favorite. See, I know my boys, them boys, is going to make it to the playoffs. I already know Dallas is making it. The teams I like, San Francisco, Miami, Steelers, Bears. Steelers may make it. Miami, no. How you play against a team and you score not once? How? I forgot who they was playing against. Miami. I don't know if it was the Jaguars. I don't know who they was playing against. But when they said the final score was like, I think 30-something points, and Miami has zero. How the hell you not the whole game? How? Miami were contenders. They done lost. When you lose a game and you ain't scoring. I could see you scoring just, they got blown out the water. They scored no points. You know how in sports you have favorite teams. You might like more than one team, and then you see your team is playing, and then you see who they're playing against, the team they can, but they lose to them and not score one point? Nah. And I'm like, and just like when, I forgot who the Giants played to where you knew, oh, Giants ain't winning this. And they gave the Giants the damn game. The same with the Jets. Like, oh, the Jets ain't going to win. But whoever they played, I can't remember who they played against. But they gave them the whole guy. They gave them the game. I'm like, yeah, I'm not a Giants fan nor a Jets fan, even though I'm from New York, and they represent New York. But still, that shit is crazy. That you know you could beat these two teams, but you gave them the game. I'm sorry, as a coach, see, as a coach, when you're a coach, you know your team can beat that. Who they're playing against, and they give them the game. I'm like, oh, I'll be in the back room cursing them out. They will be mad. They'll be mad as hell at me, and I don't give a shit. You had the game, and you gave it away. There's another sports story I want to share with y'all. There's so many people out there who are good, but don't get the chance to be in the NFL. And here this young boy got the chance to be in the NFL and fucked up his chances. Yeah, I'm cursing. And I know you normally hear me cursing this, but I'm cursing because if I was like, what in the world were you thinking? Now, I'm going to share this story with y'all, and I know a lot of y'all probably agreeing with me what I'm saying, what I'm going to say, and I'm about to read about the Raiders wide receiver. So NFL wide receiver driving 156 miles per hour seconds before a fatal crash. So former Las Vegas, I'm sorry, I'm just going to call him the Raiders. There's no, you know, I like the Raiders. I'm not a Raiders fan, but I do like the Raiders. Oh, damn well, you know, the Raiders should have never been moved to Las Vegas. They should still be the Oakland Raiders. But I digress, and let me get into this article. Says former Raiders wide receiver Henry Ruggs III was driving 156 miles per hour before his Corvette into the back of a Toyota SUV in Las Vegas early Tuesday morning, killing However, according to a police report, Ruggs, who was released by the Raiders the same day as the incident, made his first court appearance on Wednesday, showing visible cuts to the bridge of his nose, wearing a neck collar. The 22-year-old, who police said appeared impaired at the crash scene, has been charged with DUI resulting in death and reckless driving resulting in death. He did not enter a plea. It's about choices, and if someone decides to drive under the influence of driving excess of 150 miles per hour, we're going to seek justice, Clark County District Attorney Steve Wilson said at a press conference after Ruggs' hearing. This is a tragic and sad day. It's a tragedy because a woman lost her life and a lot of other people are suffering. It's also sad and tragic that Mr. Ruggs is potentially losing an entire career and facing a stiff prison sentence. The 23-year-old driver of the Toyota RAV4 who died in the crash has not been identified. The dog in the vehicle also was, according to police report. Ruggs refused a field sobriety test, according to police, but prosecutor Eric Bauman said in court witness that he had a blood alcohol level of 0.161%, more than twice the legal limit in Nevada. Prosecutors also said they found a loaded handgun on the floor of Ruggs' Corvette. Ruggs' passenger, Kiara Janae Kilgore, Washington, 22, also had non-life-threatening injuries in the crash. Life is about choices. Mr. Ruggs made a choice, was said, and the difficulty I have is there's so many options. There's a ride sharing. There's a designated driver. There's a taxi. There's so many alternatives, but Mr. Ruggs made a choice, and he's going to have to live with the consequences. Wilson said the minimum sentence for Ruggs will be 2 years, with a possible maximum of 46 years, though that could increase if gun charges are filed. The former first-round pick, considered a rising star in the league, was leading the team and receiving touchdowns and tied for lead in receiving touchdowns. Ruggs posted $150,000 bail. His next court appearance is November 10th. You idiot. Idiot. You ruined a good career for yourself. And you just got in the NFL 2 years ago? What was you thinking? You were so sauced up that you decided to get behind the wheel of a car. Not only did you kill a person, you killed the animal too. And you could have almost killed the passenger, yourself and the passenger in your damn car. I don't know, young man. And I'm sure there's a lot of people who's thinking like me, who's thinking like me want to just look him in the face and curse him the hell out. His own family's probably cursing him the hell out because he done ruined his NFL career. Do you know how many young men who thought they was going to get drafted but didn't get drafted, but they are decent players that could have had his spot? You ruined your NFL career on one night of getting soft and not thinking and wanting to drive behind the wheel. And the person who was with you, your passenger didn't tell you not to get behind the wheel? Was she as sauced as you? Well, y'all both so sauced, y'all couldn't tell Y'all didn't tell each other, no, we shouldn't be driving the car. We should leave it here and take a Uber or a Lyft, or we get a cab and we come, when we sober it up, come back for the car. No. Neither one of you thought like that. Not only did you kill somebody in a who was driving a car in front of you, you could have injured more people than that. And I'm sorry. And condolences go out to the person's family whose car he crashed into. And they said that person was only what? The person, the car he crashed into was 24. It was a female. You know, you took away from her. Yeah, she's 24, and I'm sure she had plans of getting married someday, having kids. And because of your dumbness, you took that away from her. What if it was a little kid walking across the street, and because you speeding, because you're in the Corvette, you're driving way over the speeding limit. What if it was a little kid? You just took their life away. They'll never get to grow up to experience life like you experienced life. Now, you can go to jail for 2 years or 46 years. You are 22. Spend the rest of your years behind bars because you wanted to be an ass and get behind the wheel when you sauced. You weren't tipsy. You weren't drunk. You was past drunk. You was sauced. Yep. You were sauced. And then your passenger probably was sauced along with you. That's probably why she ain't tell you not to get behind the wheel. You wanted to get to where you was going, and she went, and wherever y'all, you wanted to get to wherever y'all was going. If that was back to your place, you wanted to get there. There's so many people who don't get the opportunity like that, that you was afforded getting drafted. I don't know what college you played for. And at this point, I don't care. But a lot of young kids your age don't ever get that opportunity to get drafted. And if they do make it, some make it by going to tryouts, to NFL tryouts, to see if they can make it on the team because they wasn't drafted to the NFL like you was. It said you were first-round draft pick. What, the pressure of being in the NFL got to you? So you decided to go to the bar and get sauced or wherever you was getting sauced, and then your dumb ass decided to get behind the wheel? Why in the hell would you go 156 miles in a damn Corvette? Why? Because it's a fast car? Because it can go that many miles? But why in the hell would you want to? When you get in jail, they're coming for you. They coming for you. Big Bertha coming for you when you get to jail. Yep. Someone in there going to ask you what you're in jail for. As soon as you say, I'm in jail for killing a person. I'm in jail because I was behind the wheel of my car, driving 156 miles per hour. I was sauced, and I killed the person and a dog. You got people who are pet lovers. that gonna come after you in jail because you killed the dog. And you're 22 now, and they talking about giving you the max 46 years. And then also you had a gun in the car. Not in your glove compartment, but on the floor of the damn car. Now what if that gun would have went off at the impact of the crash? What if the gun would have went off? What if the safety wasn't on, and because of the impact of the crash, the gun goes off, and the person in the passenger seat could have got shot from your own damn gun that you have on the floor of the car, not in the glove compartment, or tucked away in the trunk of the car or something like that. Now, parents don't ever want to bury their kids. Now here's two parents that gotta bury their child. They were never independent. If that's their only child, they would never get to experience having grandchildren. They would never get to experience what being grandparents is like because you killed their child. They could. I don't know if it's possible, but if they could take her egg, well, no, it's too late. Probably too late. Because I don't know if it was a talk show I was watching, or I was watching something where the lady's son was murdered. And I think it was her only child. And she was able to get his sperm so that she can have, so that he can still have kids. Because she wanted to be a grandma. But I don't know if it's possible to harvest the girls, even though she's dead, to harvest the eggs and give it to the parents so they could be, if that's their only child, they could be grandparents. Like, and where was you at drinking that they let you get soft like that? Because I know when they notice you, I know bars, when they notice you had enough, they cut you off of the liquor. So what, because you an NFL player, the bar kept serving you till you were soft? You need to know your limit. I don't think you should ever drink again in your life. I don't think you or that girl that was in the car with you should ever drink again in your life. I don't think you killed two people. You killed the person and you killed the dog. I don't think you should get 46 years. But if they tap on the gun, you having the gun, and if the gun ain't registered, oh, you definitely going to get them 46 years. If that gun ain't registered, you definitely getting them 46 years. How are you ruining your NFL career? You wasn't ready to be, you can't take being in the NFL no more, so this is their way out? Like I said, there are so many young men, or men period, who still got it and would love to be playing the NFL. Now they gotta get now the back, so the backup wide receiver is not going to be the main wide receiver because they had to let you go. They let the coach go. Now they let you go. It's getting crazy out here, child. If that was my nephew, oh, you know how when somebody curses a lot and all you hear when you watch a sudden they curse a lot, so you know they have to censor it, and all you hear is beep, 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 beep. If that was my nephew, that you'd be like, you'd be hearing beep, 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 because that's how much I would be cursing, that it would have to be bleeped. Because I don't know, how dumb are you? How dumb are you to ruin your career? You want to keep it going. I'm tired of talking, because it's going to make me mad if I keep talking about this dude. Congratulations are in order to Eric Adams. He was elected mayor of NYC. I don't live in New York no more, but I think is he the second, or I don't know how many black mayors we have in New York, but he might be the second or third one we done had, that New York has done had. He's going to be way better than de Blasio, I tell you that much. Because one, I think he's a former police officer. So he would know how to handle the police. So congratulations to Eric Adams. No New York Times, they got rid of de Blasio. Yep. So, and also on a sad note, my condolences go out to Charlie Wilson. So, if you didn't know, and now you know because I'm telling you this, that the Gap Band was consisted of Charlie Wilson. The other members of the Gap Band was his brothers. I didn't know that. That the other members of the Gap Band were his brothers. I didn't know that. Now when you see that Charlie performed alone. Excuse me, y'all, for yawning, but y'all see Charlie Wilson performing alone, like when they want the Gap Band to perform, well, and now Charlie Wilson is performing the Gap Band music, but he's performing alone because one of his brothers, and then he had Ronnie, his brother Ronnie, but his brother Ronnie stopped performing with him because he was sick. And now he gained his wings. It says Ronnie Wilson, founding member of R&B group The Gap Band, has died at the age of 73. His passing was confirmed by Linda Bowell Wilson in a Facebook post published Tuesday. The love of my life was called home this morning at 10:01 a.m. Please continue to pray for the Wilson, Bowyer, and Collins family while we mourn his passing, she wrote. Ronnie Wilson was a genius with creating, producing, and playing the flugelhorn. Wow. So he played the flugelhorn, trumpet, keyboard, and singing music from childhood to his early 70s, he will truly be missed. His will fall in the gap in late 1960s with his brother Charlie and Robert, according to the band's website. Wow. So they formed in the late 60s, but I didn't hear the Gap Band until the 80s. 80s, I heard, "You dropped the bomb on me, baby. You dropped the bomb on me." And then they had, "My heart is yearning for your love." And then, "Outstanding." "Girl, you knock me out." And Charlie always sang lead, though. Let me finish getting into this about. It says the group was originally named the Greenwood Archer Pine Street Band after three streets in the black area of their hometown, Tulsa, Oklahoma, which was targeted by a white mob during the 1921 Tulsa Race Massacre. Wow. They later abbreviated the name to the Gap Band, and finally the Gap Band, the group rose to fame in late 70s and early 80s, opening for bands such as the Rolling Stones. Their best known song includes "You Drop." That's what I said, see? "You Drop the Bomb on." See, their best known songs is "You Drop the Bomb on Me." I've never heard "Party Train." I've never heard "Burn the Rubber on Me." And then they said another famous song, "Outstanding," has been sampled by more than 150 artists, according to the band's website. "Outstanding." "Girl, let me out." Inside, baby, you made me want to shout. You love my mind. I love the Gap Band. You know what? Instead of me singing "Outstanding" in honor of the Gap Band, I'm going to play "Outstanding" in honor of Ronnie. Yep. Condolences go after Charlie Wilson and the rest of the family. Here we go, the Gap Band, "Outstanding." So And we are back. That was Outstanding by the Gap Man. And once again, I want to give my condolences out to the Wilson family, to Ronnie's wife, and Charlie. So, let me share something with y'all. And this is for all my peoples who are thinking about starting their own business. So, let me share this information with you. It's okay. Here's one. It says, how are corps and LLCs similar? It says, both corporation LLCs protect owners / shareholders from the debts and lawsuits against the business. So, if you own a business and someone's trying to sue your business, the debt and the lawsuit that falls on you falls on the business. So, yeah, you would have to get a lawyer, but it's not against you. So, personally, it's against the business. It says here, it says, how do profits and losses work? LLC profits and losses are passed through to individuals while a corporation holds corporate profits and losses. Okay. And it says, how are LLCs and corps formed? LLCs file articles of organization and create an operating agreement. Corporations file articles of incorporation, create bylaws, and form a board of directors to oversee the corporate business. Here's another one. How does ownership work? A corporation is owned by shareholders who purchase shares of stock, whereas an LLC is owned by members who have an equity interest in the assets of the business. How are LLCs and corps taxed? Corporations are taxed at the corporate rate, while LLCs are taxed based on the adjusted gross income of the owners. So I hope that little information right there, you know, helps you out. Those. And those who may want to start a business. Hope that little bit of info I gave you helps. I don't think I could deal with board of directors and shareholders and all that if I had a corporation. Because companies always put the wrong people as board of directors of their company. To me, in my opinion. Because you got people, to me, who are all about the money. They really don't care about the business. They just care about making that money. And this is something you thought of and made it come true to life. And then now you're putting your business in the hands of people who don't really care about your business. They just care about getting money. So, there's a story, right? I don't know the full story, but I saw someone talk about it through TikTok. And the young lady said her boyfriend was working at Five Guys for like 6 years, since she was a teenager to now, for like 6-7 years. One of the co-workers and him, the co-worker calls him, you know, the N-word. And, you know, he addressed it, but instead of the person using the racial slur, getting fired, no, they fired him. And like she said, he'd been working for them for about 6-7 years. He was assistant manager working on being promoted to general manager. This is crazy, y'all. That in this country, you can be called a, you can get fired for someone calling you a racial slur. You understand what I'm saying? You can get fired for someone calling you a racial slur. And then, I think this in LA, this happened in the Shishi Fufu part of LA. It happened a month back. Where I don't know if the guy was homeless or not. Maybe he was homeless. And, you know, because of the pandemic, you know, a lot of these fast food restaurants, they are open but drive-through only. So if you're going to order something, you order. I think he went to the window. I think he was asked about to ask for some food or water or whatever. The manager threw water on him. I don't know if it, the way the video went, the guy said hot water, but I don't think it was hot because, trust me, if it was hot water, he would have been burnt by the water. But she threw water on him, and that was disrespectful. So dude went in and told what she did was wrong. You know, he wouldn't let me. He said, "Okay," and she was the person who threw the water on the guy. Like, I get it, he's homeless, but that doesn't give you the right to disrespect him. By throwing water on him is disrespect to him, just because he's homeless. And. She wasn't gonna apologize or nothing. He said, the guy said he was gonna call corporate about it. They wound up protesting over at that McDonald's. And somebody asked, because I think it was another video that popped up, and asked, "Are you the one?" The gentleman. But I want to say this to y'all. Now, when things badly happen to y'all at these fast food establishments, that you gotta remember, these are franchisees who brought into the McDonald's brand by getting their own McDonald's. Now, you can call corporate, but you know how many franchisees McDonald's has? And they will have to, the person who's the franchisor who owns them is the one you need to talk to. Then if they don't do nothing about it, that's when you take it to corporate. Yep. they protested and all that. I would just put it out there that the McDonald's is racist. Yeah, they're still gonna get business, but it's not gonna be as big as it was before. Once the word is out that McDonald's and location is racist, you know, that's crazy. I be on TikTok, come across these videos of people are being racist and all that stuff. And they wind up getting fired because the company don't tolerate that. Why would you? This is my thing. If you're going to be racist, you might as well become your own boss, because ain't no one going to tolerate it. And then you're going to come across the wrong one. Meaning you're going to say it to the wrong one, and they're going to say, I don't give a shit about this job, or whatever, and they're going to fight you and whip that ass. How rollers say it, team whip that ass. let me see if I have the sound bite from that. See if I have the sound bite from that so I can play it for y'all. Here's one. I don't think I have the sound bite from that. I think I just looked at it. But here's one I do want to share. I'm going to play the sound bite. Young girl went home to her mother she was sexually assaulted by a student. And that's not the first time she was sexually assaulted. But she told the school administration and they did nothing. Well, I'm going to let the soundbite do the talking for me on this situation.
What are you going to do about my daughter being sexually harassed? What are you going to do about her? I go, you did something. the principal in that video clip promised to call her and let her know the results of the investigation. That never happened. The child's never been punished. This school has a history of harboring this type of behavior, and the school seems to be targeting the victim. It legitimately makes me sick that this is happening in a public school in our country. But since the school wants to ignore Lorena, so much that Lorena has to go to the school and protest in hopes that somebody will help her daughter, we will help. That's what a community is. You see the number, you know the assignment.
So, this woman, Lorena's daughter, is again sexually assaulted. The young man in question groped, touched her butt and her breast. And she ain't the only girl he done it to. And you see the school's response to that? She... I'm sorry. If I was her... That was me. My dad would have been at that school so quick, fast, in a hurry. Not just my dad. See, my dad's side is the crazy side. When a family member's in trouble, the family shows up. So not only would the school would have had to deal with my dad in this situation, they had to deal with my brothers, my cousins. And they'd be like, what? Yeah, well, we'll look into it and we'll give you a call when we get the results. And you heard what Jolly Good Ginger said. A lot of teachers in that school were arrested for sexually assaulting a student, having sex with a student. And then they try to get CPS involved and lie to the mother and say that she was on drugs because they don't want to deal with. Now, what if it's your own child? See, these people don't think. These people don't think that. What if it's their own child? What if he's doing this to their own child? What if your own child came to you and said, I was groped by a boy in school? You'll be ready to do whatever you have to do to make sure that boy don't ever do that again. You pushing it to the side. You're not caring because she's black. But if it was a white student, I don't think you'd be acting like this. And you condoning your teacher sleeping with students? You know what? I think some of the teachers might be pedophiles working at that school. That's why they ain't doing nothing. Because the daughter's never been in trouble, but until she talks about the incident, now the teachers are coming after her. And I'm glad this young lady didn't commit suicide, but she was thinking it. Because if I was the mama, if she did, I would sue that school. Because they're the reason why she did it. She's telling you she was sexually assaulted, and you did nothing. And then it happens a second time, and you do nothing again. And you go after her like she's the one who, like she's the victim in this situation. I know the mother want to do more, but she gonna do it the right way because she don't want to be behind bars. Because I know the way she would want to do it. Like I said, my dad would have been at that school so quick to hurry. And if they try to give him the runaround, Mm-mm-mm. I see my dad saying, let my child get sexually assaulted again, and you don't do nothing about it. I'm coming back here whooping your ass. I fight the principal, even though I know I may not win, but I fight the principal my damn self. I don't care. I don't care if I get suspended. I don't care. Because I'll put the school out on Front Street. I'll get a lawyer and say I was sexually assaulted at school. Told the principal ain't do nothing. It happened again. Principal ain't do nothing. So I whipped his ass. Ow. So I whipped his ass. They're going to do a thorough investigation. And he's supposed to call the, he didn't call the mother. And I'm sure the boy in question, he probably said, I didn't do it. You didn't believe her over me. But he could have said, you didn't believe that black bitch over me. Or he could have said the N-word when talking to the principal. My advice to the mothers, I know it's like you can't pull her out of school right now, but I would, if you could, wait till the semester's over. And you could pull her out of that school and put her in a different school. Because that's what's messing with her mental. And trying to be in a good mental place, not a bad one. Yep. So let me see where we are in time. Let's see where we are in time. Oh. We're in the second hour already, so. What else do I want to share with y'all? We're trying to get this showcase together. So if you're an indie artist, doesn't matter what genre, you want to be a part of this showcase, you can go to the Road to Stardom's YouTube page for details. But you have to email me at roadtostardom2010. I need a pic of yourself. The snippet of your music.
Let me see. You took me to the sky. my life.
Out of my life.
You brought.